The race in Colorado's 4th Congressional District is surprisingly competitive. When Congressman Cory Gardner unexpectedly decided to run for U.S. Senate, it left the race wide open. The district spans most of eastern Colorado from New Mexico to Wyoming and includes Greeley.
It is one of the most Republican-leaning districts in the United States.
Kyle Saunders is a political science professor at Colorado State University.
It has 80,000 more registered Republicans than Democrats, and that's quite a margin. So whoever wins this primary is going to win the general election.
Right now, it's a four-way contest between Weld County Commissioner Barbara Kirkmeyer, Steve Laffey, a former mayor from Rhode Island, State Senator Scott Renfro, and Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck. There's been no polling on the race, which Saunders says makes it difficult to predict.
Buck should have been the favorite. Buck may continue to be the favorite. Renfro's kind of the horse closing in on him as we approach the finish line. Steve Laffey, I don't know where to put him, although he does have a lot of money, and unfortunately Barbara Kirkmeyer just hasn't really gained much momentum.
Buck was the first to enter the race. He was already running for U.S. Senate, but stepped aside when Gardner opted for a Senate run. And it's not his first major campaign. In 2010, Buck was the Tea Party candidate, challenging Democratic Senator Michael Bennett. He narrowly lost.
If you look at the Republican Party from a few decades ago, none of these would be the favorite of the establishment.
That's CSU political science professor John Strayer. He says he thinks Buck is the odds-on favorite.
Given his previous run for Senate, Buck is well-known, better known than any of the others. He's been able to raise money. But the other side of it is, from Renfro's standpoint, I think Renfro is arguably the most conservative of the whole bunch. That's going to appeal to the more hardcore right-leaning elements in the Republican Party, and those are the folks who are the most likely to show up.
Unlike the 4th CD, the gubernatorial primary race won't lead to an almost certain victory in November. Four candidates are vying to unseat Governor John Hickenlooper, something that won't be easy, according to Kyle Saunders.
Whoever does emerge from the Republican primary is going to have a difficult time. Even with the difficulties that Governor Hickenlooper has faced over the last couple of years, the approval ratings have gone down a bit and those sorts of things. It's still going to be Hickenlooper's race to lose.
It's between former Congressman Tom Tancredo and Bob Beaupre, Secretary of State Scott Gessler, and former State Senate Minority Leader Mike Kopp. John Strayer says not all of the candidates have an equal chance in November.
The two most difficult challengers, the toughest challengers for him, would be Tancredo and or Beaupre. They're both pretty well known. They have their backers, the most intense element in the party. That probably favors Tancredo, but Beaupre may have a slightly broader appeal.
Even though Hickenlooper has the advantage, Strayer says it won't be like last election.
4 years ago on the Republican side, it just all fell apart. It almost became a comedy show, and you know, he walked in. I think it'll be a little bit tougher this time.
Midterm elections typically have a lower voter turnout than in presidential years. Saunders says that gives the GOP an edge.
I think one of the potential problems that Hickenlooper might face is that the Democratic side of the electorate is a little less energized.
There's also a question of how statewide anti-fracking ballot questions could impact the gubernatorial race should they move forward. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.